Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. Breaking news. President Trump goes indoors for his inauguration. We give you some inside perspective and a window into what went into that decision and the calculus behind it. James Comer joins the program about his new book and more as we count down the hours to Liberation Day. Email me freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hi, everybody. We are live from the Imperial Capital, Washington, D.C. Breaking news for the first time since 1985. The presidential inauguration will be going indoors. Now, let me be very clear. This is not because of terrorist threats or security threats or safety threats. This is President Trump's concern for all the hundreds of thousands of people that would be coming to Washington, D.C. that would have to endure near cold zero temperatures. The president cares deeply about the American people. He has an obligation to the safety and the security of the American people. And because of that, he knows that his people will sometimes wait hours on end, tens of hours on end outside, and potentially get frostbite, pneumonia, or die. He does not want to start his administration that way. And this is the right call. This is the right call that President Trump and the presidential inaugurational committee is making. And this is going to be a unique administration and in a unique time, starting in a very unique way. Usually we're very used to the aesthetic of the president being sworn in outside the Capitol. And now it will be in the interior of the Capitol, making it definitely the hardest ticket in town to get. So I know this is the breaking news. People are texting me about it. People are very confused at what is happening. From what I understand, all the other inauguration activities are scheduled to go as planned, as we are here in Washington, D.C. And some people that are messaging me are honestly very thankful that President Trump is going to be indoors, not exposed outdoors for that long period of time. Who knows? This is God's plan, and I believe it's for the better. And it is going to be remarkable to witness President Donald Trump taking the oath of office. Look, my crazy idea was just do the entire inauguration at Mar-a-Lago. That was my idea the entire time. Weather would be good. You can invite 2,000 of your best friends and have it there on the lawn, but it's too late for that. And, you know, you should do it in D.C. I get it. I understand the argument there. So, everybody, email us freedom@charliekirk.com. We're also monitoring the Governor Kristi Noem news. But President Donald Trump will be sworn in as president on Monday, the 47th president of the United States, inside the Capitol Rotunda. As if we did not want to try to have the story any more dramatic, the very same Capitol where January 6th happened 4 years ago, inside that very same Capitol is where he is going to take the presidential oath of office. We've not seen this since 1985, and it's a tough call. Part of the calculus, I'm sure, is I want to be outside. I want to have the best visual. I want to have the best aesthetic. But what if somebody dies? I mean, and by the way, so many people very well might be traveling in from across the planet to wait, and they would wait days in advance. No, he has a moral obligation to the safety and security, and that starts on Monday. And so I completely see it from this perspective. And for people that are complaining, guys, does it really matter where the swearing-in happens? It doesn't matter if it happens. By the way, Lyndon Baines Johnson famously did his swearing-in after John Fitzgerald Kennedy was shot on Air Force One or Air Force Two. He did it on an airplane being sworn in as President of the United States. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. This is breaking news. We're going to be covering the Governor Noem hearing. I don't know if that is still ongoing, but this is the breaking news right off the top right now. President Donald Trump moving the entire presidential inauguration indoors. And the Presidential Inaugural Committee has a lot of work to do. Great people that are working there. Justin Caporale and so many other people that I know. Stephen Munoz, they're doing a great job. They're not going to have an easy time. But honestly, that's all pomp and circumstance. That's all pageantry. I believe it's going to be one of the most active, productive day ones of a presidency in history. So buckle up, everybody. The new administration is coming on Monday. Who cares if you're being sworn out outside or inside? Inside, much safer, by the way. So for that, glory be to God. After he got shot back in July, this is the right move. Let's read his statement. It's quite extensive. We are here in the Imperial Capital right now, by the way. January 20th cannot come fast enough, President Trump writes. Everybody, even those that initially opposed a victory by President Trump and the Trump administration, just want it to happen. It is my obligation to protect the people of our country. But before we even begin, we have to think of the inauguration itself. The weather forecast for Washington, D.C., with the wind chill factor, could take temperatures into severe record lows. There's an Arctic blast sweeping the country. I don't want to see people hurt or injured in any way. It is dangerous conditions for the tens of thousands of law enforcement, first responders, police canines, and even horses. Pause. President Trump cares about animals. And hundreds of thousands of supporters that will be outside for many hours on the 20th. In any event, if you decide to come, dress warmly. Therefore, I have ordered the inauguration address, in addition to prayers and other speeches, to be delivered inside the United States Capitol Rotunda, as was used by President Ronald Reagan in 1985, also because of very cold weather. The various dignitaries and guests will be brought into the Capitol. This will be a very beautiful experience for all, and especially for the large TV audience. We will open Capital One Arena on Monday for live viewing of this historic event and to host the presidential parade. I will join the crowd at Capital One after my swearing in. That's kind of cool. So he does the swearing in, then he'll go indoors at Capital One Arena immediately after as President of the United States. That's a really beautiful touch. All other events will remain the same, including the victory rally at Capital One on Sunday at 3 p.m. Doors open at 1 p.m., so please arrive early. And all three inaugural balls on Monday evening. So I know there's a lot of emotion surrounding this. This is the right move. President Donald Trump would be blamed if somebody got pneumonia or frostbite. Look, I'm here at the Imperial Capitol right now. It is no joke cold right now. And I grew up in Chicago, so I know cold when I experience it. And you're going to have people from all across the country that are Trump enthusiasts, young kids that are coming. No. President Donald Trump has an obligation to the people of this country, and you got to do the right thing. You got to do the right thing, moving it indoors. Also, for his safety, given the events of what happened on July the 13th and also what happened, or almost did not happen, praise God, because of divine intervention at the golf course in Palm Beach, was happening outside. So President Donald Trump will be delivering the first inaugural address indoors since 1985. But honestly, what difference does it make? What, are we getting greedy for the aesthetic? We have some of the greatest aesthetics from President Donald Trump in history. We have McDonald's. We have him rising after he got shot. We have him with the garbage truck. What are we trying to get greedy for a visual? No. You can have a great visual. Barack Obama had a beautiful visual. So help me God, terrible presidency. No, we are going to have a great presidency and also a beautiful visual as well inside the Capitol Rotunda. Now, this decision, I'm sure, was not made easily. You know the logistics that happens? I mean, just to be clear, this does not make Charlie Kirk or Turning Point's life easier. We have hundreds of people that are coming in that were getting tickets and seating. And so my answer is, well, maybe we can get y'all into Capital One Arena. And everybody's going to be safe. Everyone will be happy. And together, make America great again. That's President Trump's statement. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here with New Year's resolutions. Many of us will vow to eat healthier, and that's a good thing. But what about your beloved pets and their nutrition? Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black is on a mission to provide better nutrition for cats and dogs because, truthfully, it's not what you are feeding your pet. It's what you are not, which is why he created Rough Greens and Meow Greens in the first place. Bring their dead food back to life with live vitamins, minerals, probiotics, enzymes, omega oils, antioxidants, and so much more. All in their tasty formula your dog or cat will love. Improve your pet's coat, digestion, and energy, and have less vet bills. Let 2025 bring a new year and a new pet. Try it. Get a Jumpstart trial bag, normally $20, free with promo code Charlie. Just cover shipping. Resolve to provide what your pet's food has been missing with RUFF Greens. To get your free Jumpstart trial bag, go to roughgreens.com. Use promo code Charlie. So good, your pet will ask for it by name, roughgreens.com/Charlie. President Trump has an obligation to the people of this nation. This is not playtime right now. And I think moving indoors is the right move for the president's safety and also for the safety of all of his supporters. Deborah writes, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, big fan, so relieved that the ceremonies have been moved indoors. Worried at luncheon too. Had a feeling he had still great danger for those assembled. Gratitude for security for this change. Watch and stay alert. Now, to be clear, this is not because of security. I just want to be very clear. Deborah says, Charlie, I'm so glad for his safety. This makes me feel a lot better. Although some people are going to want to be happy, he made the right, are not going to be happy, he made the right decision. Pam writes, this is further proof to me that God is guiding events to protect President Trump and others away from evil plots being planned against him, a concern many have expressed, frigid weather. So email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. We want to hear about you, hear from you, and hear about what you are thinking. But look, what's going to happen after he says, so help me God? Bring the thunder, shock and awe is what's going to happen. On Monday at high noon, 12 p.m. Eastern, President Donald Trump will go down after J.D. Vance. Vice President goes first. J.D. Vance takes the oath of office. Then President Trump takes the oath of office. And from that moment, he starts signing. And the American Renaissance begins. We have one long weekend to endure. We have one more weekend to get through. And it's going to be drill, baby, drill. No tax on tips. No men and women sports. An immigration shock and awe. Mass deportations. And by the way, if you are a cartel member, I have a message for you right now. If you are a cartel member illegally domiciled in the interior of the United States, if you are a cartel member that have been smuggling kids into this country, if you are an illegal that have been stealing wages and stealing Social Security numbers, you better enjoy your last weekend of safety and comfort. This is the last weekend that you have safe harbor and amnesty. Because on Monday at high noon, you are not going to be protected by the federal government. Monday at high noon, you are going to be open for a deportation effort. Monday at high noon, for all of the evildoers that have brought in fentanyl and guns and drugs and smuggled in human beings, this government will find you, they will identify you, they will extract you, and they will deport you back to your country of origin. If you are a bad hombre in the Sinaloa drug cartel, if you are part of Tren de Aragua, in Aurora, Colorado, get comfy for one last weekend, but start packing your bags because right on high noon, it's going to be Tom Homan, soon to be DHS Secretary Noem, help orchestrated by the brilliant and the legendary Stephen Miller, but executed at the top by President Donald Trump. The day of the mass invasion comes to an end declaratively, us being the dumping ground of the third world. So enjoy one last weekend. Enjoy it. You've had 4 years to be able to do whatever you want. But right now, if you are making your way up in a caravan from Nicaragua or Guatemala, you're not going to get entry into the United States starting on Monday at high noon. And starting on Monday, the new golden era begins. And also, might I remind you, it was a different time. The ninth president of the United States, I think it was ninth, William Henry Harrison, the shortest serving president in American history, was inaugurated in very icy Arctic conditions. He gave the longest inauguration speech ever, and he also had the shortest term because he died of complications of pneumonia a few short weeks after being inaugurated. David helped write that email to us. William Henry Harrison. Reminded me of William Henry Harrison. Longest inauguration speech, shortest I think he only served 33 days or 40 days as president. And died of pneumonia. It's not something to play around with here. President Trump, you want him for 4 good years. Let's not play games, everybody. And honestly, who cares? Play it safe. We've had a very eventful 2024. We need Trump healthy, Trump strong, and we need his signing hand strong. We need his signature to be ready. We need President Trump's signature to be precise. Because he's going to be doing a lot of signing, a lot of reversing, a lot of deregulating, a lot of deporting, a lot of pardoning. President Donald Trump with his legendary signature needs to be safe and ready to go. And he has a phone, too. And a new American era of dominance starts on Monday at high noon. We need to be very clear about this with President Trump moving this indoors. For those of you that are upset, why exactly are you upset? Of what are you angry? Just take a deep breath. he's going to be president. It's not Kamala Harris's inauguration. It's not Joe Biden's inauguration. Just, by the way, I guarantee you this. For all of you that are upset in the audience, this makes my life a lot harder than yours, okay? And we're actually going to be focused on policy issues and fulfilling the mandate. The circumstance in front of us is we're really focused on the pageantry and the pomp and circumstance. There you see the presidential inauguration back in 2017. The Joe Biden inauguration was so depressing. People were so spread out. It was just a joke. Definitely going to get a different visual when President Donald Trump takes the oath of office inside the Capitol Rotunda. It all kind of goes full circle. The media is going to spin this any way they possibly can, but he's president. And guess what? 1 week from today, are we going to be talking about whether or not he got sworn in at Mar-a-Lago or at the Capitol or at Capital One Arena? Of course not. And some of you would criticize, say, oh, Charlie, you're just trying to play it safe. Well, some ways, yeah, actually, I do care greatly about the safety of President Donald Trump. I care greatly about keeping him in a place where he can do the job for all 4 years to fulfill the promise that the American people gave him. I was just looking it up. The ticketing for the inauguration just went from 300,000 tickets to 500 tickets. A little bit of a shrinking. So it got basically 750,000. Is that right? 150,000 times harder to get the ticket. It's like got shrunk by that multiple. No, that's not right. Anyway, I'll do the math later. The presidency in front of us is going to be one of promises made and promises kept that President Trump ran on. He ran on this sequence of fulfilling the mandate of the American people for the American people to return American manufacturing to this country. President Donald Trump understands that what has been happening in this town for so long over the last couple of decades has been a relentless sabotage campaign against the American people, from the wars that we declare, from the people that we let into the country, from the companies that we empower, from the deceit and the treachery. The American people have come last. But starting on Monday, you, the American people, come first. You become the priority. You are the tip of the spear. And President Trump brings you into the room. And there's going to be all this distraction about the inauguration. That's just a show. That's just a made-for-TV thing. Let me tell you what's going to happen on Monday. He becomes president. He's going to sign dozens, if not hundreds, of executive actions and orders, and it is go time. And every single day of the presidency for the next 4 years, I can tell you all the White House staff that will be working in there, they know what they want to do because they spent 4 years in exile thinking and praying about if they ever got another chance again. From Russ Vogt to Stephen Miller, from the loyalists on the inside, they said, God, if you will give us another chance, this is what we will do. And it's going to be shock and awe, everybody. And that's why this program is going to be more important than ever. That's why you and this audience are going to be more important than ever, because they're going to try to misconstrue all of the things that are going to happen. Oh, you know, they're deporting little girls. They're deporting all this stuff. Look, let's get down to first principles. Let's get down to elemental facts. The American people voted for it, and they are going to get it. And it's not going to be just kind of a slow movement. It's going to be right out of the gate. It's going to be a legislative executive action blitzkrieg. So hold on, because President Trump, from the first second after he says, so help me God, is going to fight for you and give you a voice that you've been missing the last 4 years. Charlie Kirk here. For many of us, the new year brings new joys and new financial challenges. My friends Andrew and Todd from Sierra Pacific Mortgage are to help you get organized for the new year with a free financial checkup. I think the world of these guys. They helped me with a very complex loan recently. So listen carefully. Find out exactly where you stand with your real estate finance college debt, yearly property taxes, and all those expenses you racked up over the holidays. Andrew and Todd, who are amazing people, are your friends in the mortgage business, the experts you can trust. And when you get your free financial checkup, you'll be working with Andrew and Todd and their team directly because they handle everything themselves. They can help you reduce your mortgage payments, pay off those high-interest credit cards, and have money to fund that big project or be positioned to take advantage of unexpected dips in the market. Start the new year with financial stability. Get your free financial checkup today. Just go to andrewandtodd.com and fill out their quick form or call 888-888-1172. That is 888-888-1172. Check out my friends at andrewandtodd.com, andrewandtodd.com. Joining us right now is Congressman James Comer, obviously the House Oversight Chairman, author of the new book, All the President's Money, Investigating the Secret Foreign Schemes That Made the Biden Family Rich. Congressman, thank you for taking the time. Let me just ask you a very simple question. How did Joe Biden get so rich?
Well, no one's ever been able to figure that out. What we were able to do is subpoena the bank records of his son and his brother. We found that they took in $27 million from bad people in bad countries, not for any business purpose, because the Bidens didn't own a real business. The only business that we could determine in our year and a half long investigation was they were selling access to Joe. There's a term for that. That's called lobbying, I guess you could say. But you're not supposed to have immediate family members that lobby, number one. Number two, if you lobby foreign entities, you're supposed to register as a foreign agent. There's a bill, a law called the Foreign Agents Registration Act. None of his family registered for that. What we found through our investigation was from the IRS whistleblowers that they never paid a penny of taxes on this $27 million. So $27 million coming in tax-free, that's a pretty good start to wealth.
So I suppose there will be no accountability for the enrichment of the Biden family as now we are in the last couple hours of their regime?
Well, we have criminal referrals to the Department of Justice for Hunter Biden committing perjury and for James Biden lying under oath in a deposition and a transcribed interview. Obviously, if Pam Bondi wants to take our investigation, she could pursue charges of money laundering. She could pursue charges of violation of Foreign Agents Registration Act. She could probably put together enough evidence for a RICO case. So the decision as to whether or not to pursue charges on the Biden family, that ball's going to be in the Trump administration's court. I certainly hope they do. I think Jim Jordan has said publicly he hopes they do. But at the very least, we want to see people held accountable in the federal government when what we call the deep state, the unelected deep state bureaucrats that were responsible for the cover-up. Because what we found in our investigation was that there were four government agencies that had ongoing investigations of various Biden family members. It was the Department of Justice in three different jurisdictions, the IRS, the FBI, and the Securities and Exchange Commission. And in each instance, while investigating either Jim Biden or Hunter Biden, obviously they wanted to question Joe Biden because none of the money would be coming into the accounts of the Bidens were it not for Joe, because they were selling access to Joe. Anyone with common sense knew that. So when it got to the point they wanted to speak to Joe Biden, like any investigation would do, they were told to stand down by unelected deep state bureaucrats. We have names of those individuals, and we've just very recently passed them on to who will be the Trump appointees in the new law enforcement agencies.
So Chairman Comer, you also met recently with Kash Patel, presumably the next FBI director. Tell us, what did you guys discuss?
Well, we discussed a lot. We talked about how big a mess he's inherited, how he's inheriting an agency that was once a glorified government agency around the world, and now its reputation has been tarnished, I would argue diminished. And he's going to have to go in, and obviously he's going to get rid of all the political appointees. But the problem are the deep state bureaucrats, the unelected career employees that have been there forever. That's whose names kept popping up in my investigation. And he's going to have to get rid of those employees, even though they're protected by the civil service laws or merit or tenure or whatever you want to call it. So we talked about that. We named some names of some people that were responsible for the intelligence community, the 51 foreign former intelligence officials that signed the letter lying to the American people, committing election interference back in 2020 when they said that laptop was Russian disinformation. We knew from our investigation that the FBI already had possession of the laptop. The FBI knew months before that letter was issued, right before the 2020 election, that the laptop was real and that a multitude of financial crimes had been committed by the Biden family. So what we found throughout our investigation, and it's in my book, All the President's Money, is that the FBI, anytime we would find something out or we would have a high-profile deposition, they would collude with the liberal left-wing media and drop a story right at the moment we would be swearing someone in, either for a hearing or for a deposition. And all the mainstream media would focus on that. Half the time, what they did was absolutely false and would later be proven false, but they were controlling the media narrative. And the media narrative was, there's no evidence. There's no evidence of Biden wrongdoing. No one would ever explain what the Bidens did for a living. They would say, oh, they're business associates. Well, what business? There is no business. They don't produce or manufacture a good or service. They don't do anything other than sell access to Joe. And it wasn't like they were selling access to big pharmaceutical companies or you know, some type of special interest. They were selling access to people in foreign countries. And my book goes into detail, names the names of all the scoundrels who wired to Biden's money. They were all in trouble. In fact, just about every one of them either have been in prison, are currently in prison, are under investigation and could go to prison, or on the run from being sent to prison. I mean, these are the worst people in the world that needed prosecutors fired. They needed banks to be able to allow them to launder money from their country into the United States bank so their country wouldn't seize their assets. These are the worst people in the world. And ironically, when Christopher Wray, the disgraced former FBI director, gave his last interview on 60 Minutes earlier this week, he said the biggest threat to America is China. Then why didn't he do anything about the fact that the Bidens took $8 million from China? Was it from a Chinese company? I write about that in the book. It was from China. Tony Bobulinski testified in front of the American people and said it wasn't a legitimate business deal. It was a payment or a bribe from China. Christopher Wray knew this. He did nothing about it. And you've seen nothing but pro-China, China first, America last policies in this whole Biden administration.
So sum up their legacy, your book, All the President's Money. You go into this. If you had to sum up the Biden legacy, what would it be?
He's going to be known as the most corrupt president in the history of America. His family had no business, no jobs. They didn't have a real job. They didn't have any business. And they took in all this money. They had all these investigations from our federal government going on, and they were never charged. In one instance, Hunter Biden had two partners on a scheme where they defrauded a Native American pension fund, a tribal pension fund. There were three of these guys, Jason Galanis, Devin Archer, and Hunter Biden. Jason Galanis has been in prison for a decade over this. Devin Archer's about to go to prison, and Hunter Biden was never even questioned. So how can you have three equal partners on a scam and the other two go to prison and one gets off scot-free? That's the definition of the Biden family. Joe has always played the plausible deniability card. But in every instance where the Bidens received a huge sum of money, $1 million plus wire, days before, Joe just miraculously either had dinner with them or did a conference call with them or played golf with them. And throughout the whole 2020 campaign, when this laptop was revealed and some of this information was in there, Joe said he never met any of these people. It was Russian disinformation. So Joe Biden's the most dishonest president. He's the least transparent president. And I would argue he's the most corrupt president in our nation's history.
In closing here, Congressman, what does the work schedule look like for you guys out of the gate here? I know it's ambitious. I know you have a lot of things going on right now. What can we expect out of the House of Representatives and the work agenda coming ahead?
Well, hopefully we can pass President Trump's America First agenda. The first 100 days are the most important. The big piece of legislation, obviously, is the budget reconciliation bill. That's going to be the mechanism that hopefully extends the Trump tax cuts from the 2017 year. It also has new tax cuts like he promised on the campaign. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, you know, stuff like that for working men and women. That's what we want to be able to do. President Trump's going to secure the border on day one. He's going to do everything he can to deport all the criminal illegals that are over here. And Congress is going to be there every step of the way, hopefully, to see that we can do whatever we need to do legislatively to help enact his America First agenda.
Finally, Congressman, remind us how people can buy your book and support what you're doing.
Well, all the president's money is at bookstores everywhere. It's on Amazon. It's on BarnesandNoble.com, Target.com, Walmart.com. You know, you go in there and get it. It's a forensic accounting of every shady transaction that the Biden family took over a 10-plus year period. It tells who was sending the money, why they were sending the money, how the money was laundered through different LLCs, and it lists the LLCs in there, and then how it would end up in 10 different Biden families' bank accounts through incremental payments. It really is a forensic accounting of everything, and it talks about the weaponized media. It talks about the weaponized government and all the obstacles we faced as a committee in trying to investigate this information. I think people will enjoy the book.
Great. Thanks so much, Congressman. Come back soon. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. We've all seen the headlines. Cyber attacks on our power grids, drones in the sky, violent attacks on everyday Americans. The ugly truth is no leader, no system can protect you from everything. And the last thing I want to be in is standing in line, depending on help that may never come. And when the crisis hits, food is always the first casualty. Everyone needs it, and panic buying makes things worse. That's why I've made sure my family's prepared with My Patriot Supply. Their four-week emergency food kit gives you the nutrition you need to stay strong in a crisis. With 2,000 calories per day and 100% of your daily value of 12 essential vitamins and minerals, this kit keeps you going when every meal matters. Right now, they're offering $50 off their four-week food kit. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com to grab yours today. That is MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com to get your four-week food kit today.
Breaking news, Vivek Ramaswamy is going to run for governor of Ohio. He's going to run for the coveted Ohio governorship. And Vivek, if you do that, looks like you will, you have our support 100%. We're behind Vivek in that effort in any way we possibly can help. And we think Vivek would win and be a great governor of the state of Ohio. We think that that is a great, phenomenal role for Vivek, and excited to see him thrive and succeed as the governor of Ohio. Governor Kristi Noem had a phenomenal DHS hearing. Understand this, out of all the campaign promises, the one that we need immediate action on, and that's going to be a thicket to get towards resolution, is going to be immigration. When it comes to energy, drill, baby, drill, that's just signing a couple pieces of paper. That's not hard. Get through a couple environmental lawsuits. We're good there. No tax on tips. We can do that quickly, legislatively. No men and women sports. That's going to be harder, but not as controversial. Immigration? Understand the life force of the illegitimate Democrat Party is being able to have foreigners come into the country and dilute the native-born American population. That is the life force of the Democrat Party. Without the foreign-born population, the Democrat Party will be a minority party in perpetuity. They need to have the invaders. They are reliant on this population. Governor Kristi Noem vows to shut down the Expedia.com app, the CBP1 app. Play cut 95.
Will you end the use of the CBP1 app?
Yes, Senator, if confirmed, and I have the opportunity to be secretary on day one, CBP1 will be shut down. There's data and information in there that we will preserve so that we can ensure we know who's coming into this country and who's already here that we need to go find, but also we make sure that there's another program, CHNV, which I'm sure you're very familiar with, where our federal government actually paid to fly people into this country directly from other countries without any vetting or knowing who they are. So there's several of these programs that need to be eliminated, and we need to ensure that we're following legal immigration law.
This recent election shows how bad it is for Democrats. A lot of past immigrants have become America First patriots. They need a constant, uninterrupted flow of new people, or else the scam breaks down. Or else how will Democrats import new voters? Play cut 110.
There has to be consequences, because when Americans break the law, there's consequences. And why would we ever allow someone to come in from another country and not allow them and not have consequences, or allow them to continue to go forward and to to commit rape and murders and break other laws that endanger our society. So we've had over 13,000 murders that are loose in this country that have come over that border. We've had almost 16,000 rapists and sexual assault perpetuators that are loose in this country right now. 425,000 plus people have criminal convictions that are here illegally in this country that our current administration is doing nothing to round them up and get them out of our country. We will be doing that immediately, and that will be the priority.
Monday begins Liberation Day. Aurora, Springfield, liberate America from its captivity. Captivity of the foreigners. The very captivity that Moses warned about in the book of Deuteronomy. That if you are not careful, that the foreigners may soon become your masters. Well, on Monday, we're back in charge. And they're going back to their home country. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.